Chapter 32.
Everything shakes and rumbles. Kashyyyk is caught in the throes of tectonic spasms. Above their heads, the packed dirt ceiling gives way one stream of soil at a time. Clumps of moss fall, and the massive twisting roots around them writhe just so, like serpents stirred from a restive sleep. Jazz waits, back pressed against the tunnel wall, as Wookiees pass her in droves. They shuffle past, growling and ululating to one another. She cannot parse their tongue. Shriwook is a guttural, glottal language that, when you listen very closely, has a bewildering complexity. She may not know what they're saying, but she can hear how they sound. They sound just as she herself feels, worried, anxious, and sad. They're so close. So close. Right up against the edge of freeing a world and a species. Of doing the right thing for the right reasons. And yet, for all their efforts, it has led to this. The Empire, if those ships above even claim to be that anymore, is now attempting to bomb this planet to oblivion. Already she knows how this will go. Many of the newly freed Wookiees are only peripherally free. Most are still trapped in settlements, which means killing them will be as easy as firing a blaster into a bucket of frogs. Here, at least, they have the excavated root systems of the Rosher tree above Camp Sardo. Together they had time, precious little but just enough, to get most of the freed Wookiees underground before one of the destroyers appeared in the sky above to hammer them into mud, blood, splinters, and fur. Jazz thinks,
I should have stuck to bounty hunting.
All this trying to do the right thing isn't her speed. Nobody should have let her have this responsibility. It overwhelms her. It feels like a crushing weight on her shoulders, pushing, pressing, grinding her down into a greasy paste. The Wookiees are dying. Jom has lost an eye. And maybe more than that when all this is over. They've failed. Someone jostles into her. It's Solo. The half-dark of the root tunnel makes it hard to see.
Solo!
She says, and she hears the frantic sound in her voice, and she fears she's about to start blathering. And yes, indeed, it turns out she is.
We screwed this all up. This job was too big for us. We're just bugs under their feet now. You and me, we're scum. A couple of lowlifes who tried to turn away from what we are. Just a smuggler and a bounty hunter, and...
Hey, he says.
And all we did was step on the dragon's tail, and now it's turning around to bite...
Hey, take it down a notch. We ain't out of this yet. You're tired, Amari, and you haven't had enough to eat. I get it. But I need you clear for this next part.
Next part?
That's right. You and me, we are a couple of lowlifes. So we're gonna act the way the galaxy made us. Like a smuggler and a bounty hunter.
I don't follow you.
He grins.
I got a plan.
It's not a real plan, is it?
Not a complete one, but yeah, it's a plan. Mostly.
So, what is this plan?
What are we good at, you and me?
She frowns.
Lying, cheating, stealing.
The last one, she hesitates to say, because it is a truth she doesn't want to admit. Finally, she lets it slip.
Killing.
Bullseye. So we lie, cheat, and steal.
And that last part? Killing?
Well, let's see if we do the first three right. And we go from there.
Then Han tells her his plan. It's not a perfect plan. It's damn sure not a complete plan. But maybe, just maybe, it'll work.